Glenwood head football coach Corey Faust is with us, and coach, an impressive win for you guys last week to keep your season alive. What were some of the things you're able to do well in the first round to advance?
Well, we were able to slow down Spencer's really good running attack. That was big. We did give up a couple big plays, but for the most part, we played some really good defense. That's maybe been just something that we need to do when we play well, or when we want to play our best, we'll have to play good defense. So I was happy to see us do that. Our offense has been maybe a little bit more consistent than we have been defensively, and they did that again. We've got a lot of good players. Kids stepped up and made plays, just some really somewhat heroic efforts all night. So really fun night, really good team that we played there in Spencer, and really proud of our guys.
I think your program really caught people's attention the way you were able to play Lewis Central really tough in the first half during the regular season. How were you able to get a lead on such a quality opponent like that?
Yeah, I mean, again, just good players, you know, get it done. Players make plays. So it's been an up and down year. Really proud of our guys. They've showed a lot of resilience. We've battled some of the worst luck in injuries early in the year, and then again there during the Lewis Central game, and our guys kept coming back and improving and getting better. So really proud of them for that, controlling the things that they can control and continuing to improve. And now they've earned themselves a chance to be playing still this Friday night. So thankful for that. And we got a good opponent here again in Lewis Central. Really good. So we know the challenge is big, but we're looking forward to another week of football Friday.
Your passing attack has been pretty dang good this season with over 2,000 yards through the air. Who have been the key personnel to allow you to have success throwing the ball?
Yeah, I think everybody knows Caden Anderson's, you know, the quarterback. He's just really accurate, really good leader, good all-around athlete. He can create with his legs as well when he needs to. He hasn't had to do that a whole bunch, but he can do that. Cody Krause, we feel like, is one of the best players in the state on either side of the ball. When he's out there, we've been a lot better. Peyton Longmire has game-changing speed, and he's made a lot of big plays. Renner Bardsley as well is a really tough guy to cover. And then when C.J. Carter's been healthy and been able to get out there, he's been a good target, as well as Casey Godbu, and there's some other ones. And then Tate Mayberry and Casey and C.J. have all done a nice job running the ball. So you know, those are the guys that everybody knows skill wise, but our offensive line, I think, has been the unsung hero. Those guys have continued to improve throughout the year. We've actually played several different guys there, and it's a relatively young group. We've got Flott and Eckhart are returning starters, but then we've played about five different juniors, and those guys have really developed throughout the year and done a really nice job for us.
Your schedule, the games you've lost, have just been really, really tough opponents, all, you know, Indianola, Harlan, Lewis Central. How much, I guess, just from a confidence and belief standpoint, has your team gained from kind of knowing they can compete with anybody?
Yeah, I think the first half of the Lewis Central game maybe gave them some more confidence. I think our guys know that that they're good players, and they've got, you know, we've got good athletes, and they put the time in that they deserve to be successful. But that game has helped. We've, like I said, it's just been a really weird year, probably the worst year we've had for injuries and just weird stuff going on. And there's been some times where I think we've all been like, what the heck, what's going on? What are we going to do? How can we, you know, how are we going to respond? And I'm really thankful for our guys. They chose to respond with, you know, their best attitude and effort and preparation and just giving their best shot and seeing what happens.
Is this year's Lewis Central team better than the Titans were last year?
They're both just really good. I think they're definitely in that same ballpark. Obviously they've kind of run through the schedule this year, and it has not been an easy schedule that they've played by any means. They've played about every one of the top teams on this side of the state. So, and been able to win the games, obviously. So really talented team. They just really balance everywhere. Every position they have is, you know, all district type kids everywhere. So big props to Coach Camrad and their program. He does a really good job developing talent, and kids play hard, and they've got good schemes too.
Good to talk to you, Coach. Good luck this week.
Hey, thanks, Bennett. Always good talking to you.